Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad, here with my buddies, Dace, Joe, and John. What up?
Yeah.
Red hey. In descending order of attractiveness.
That's what Joe said. What?
Attractiveness.
Oh, yeah. It's like golf, and you need to hit the low numbers. Yeah, baby. Nailed it. And intelligence. Yeah.
He's got a really good personality, guys.
Oh, man. Well, we're here again doing a homebrew. Remember to forget. We are on episode 5, right? No, 4.
This correct? Is 4, yeah.
4.
4.
Yeah. What do y'all think? Do we want some banter, or do we want to get right into it?
I think I thought
the conversation that we had on the break was
was pretty good about torture.
Let's start over.
About torture and its effectiveness. I think we should all agree torture's bad. It's a game.
Torture is bad.
And the things that people do in a game. You know, John, that's actually a good point, because you were talking about it. It is very cinematic.
It's incredibly cinematic. That's why it's
right.
It's what, why it's used
what's the
so much.
Isn't there a 007 scene? Where
oh,
he's
it's
like
Royale?
Tied
Casino
to the
Casino Royale.
Chair. Yeah,
Casino he's like Royale.
Tied to the chair.
When he,
best one.
Oh, the, yeah, the chair yeah. scene.
That's yeah. good. That's Always. A good one. It is very cinematic.
That was yeah. brutal torture scene, though.
Yeah,
but we were well, just oh. talking about that it isn't super effective on paper.
It's not effective,
but it is
well,
very super dramatic.
Well, but keep in mind, this is in the 80s. So again, that I don't think those conclusions had been come to yet.
Right. They didn't have the data.
Actually.
Yeah.
Didn't have the data
yeah,
yet.
In the 80s.
Well, this is all being brought up for anyone listening because there was a torture scene in the episode before this, but I thought we handled it pretty good. I mean, that's, you know, it was inevitable. It's Tyler's Greenwich. It's his specialty, but I mean,
it is.
It's not like we kind of did
you,
like a...
You basically faded to black
yeah.
as if it was like a romance scene.
Moonlit lake.
Yeah, there's a bit in the Truman Show where some of the people who are talking about the show are like, yeah, I always hate it when they just like move the camera over to the curtains during the romance scene. And that's essentially what we did, except for a man's teeth were being removed.
Now, do you think Tyler enjoys his work?
You know, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of, when I came up with the idea for Tyler, I originally had... This might actually be something good to talk about just throughout this game, like how we came up with these characters and what we were going for. I originally came up with the idea of Tyler, and I had him like being like very cool and calm and like creepy and like really unnerving. And I was like, nah, that's just too straightforward. Like, he doesn't need to be a psychopath in all ways. Like, it'd be even scarier if he were kind of this like happy-go-lucky,
yeah,
kind of goofball. And then on top, it's like, no, you always start with a pinky. Because, you see, the nerves, if you start with the index, you have a lot of nerves going down there. So you want to start with the pinky so you don't dull it all out. Like you
oh
know, like,
a,
like that
what
kind
a
of thing.
A man's passion about his craft.
Right. You know,
Joe,
like, again, like, very technical. Very technical.
If you get a chance, like, I think Dace just brought it up off camera, the First Law trilogy. I mean... Talk about writing a likable torturer. Like, this guy
oh, really?
Nailed it. Yeah. Like, you love this guy,
yeah.
but he's, like,
he's a
messed
bad
up.
Dude. Right. Yeah, well, and that's fun. And that's always fun to play a character or try to create a character. Sometimes it's fun to create characters that are very one thing, right? You know, I feel like Axel was kind of that. Axel was just kind of Axel in all ways. Like,
that's all he needed to be.
That's all he needed to be. And we love him. But you know, but having a character who's like, you know, kind of walking this line, and isn't that very Delta Green, you know,
yeah,
to
yeah.
kind of like, yeah, it's not good. It's not bad. It's just doing its job, you know?
Right.
I would love to hear a little bit more about Judith sometime. Maybe not this one, but I'd definitely love to hear where John's head went with, the creation of Judith.
Yeah.
Same.
I like the premise of
nice
Judith
to me.
A lot.
So far, you have not been nice to me, so you will not get information from me, because I'm immune to torture, psychological
I don't like
and physical.
Sound like those little robot aliens from Aqua Teen Hundred Force. Oh, yeah. I'm immune.
Oh, torture. Here we go again.
It's always back to Aqua Teen.
Aqua Teen and goddamn Congo. It's like, what it's a good movie. There's that meme about, like, dudes think about Rome at least once a day. It's Congo and Aqua Teen for Brennan.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I'd love to see where these characters have come thus far. And yeah. So to be frank, I didn't, when I created Tyler as well, I did not know. I figured, like, yeah, maybe a torture scene will come up. I didn't figure it'd be episode 3, right, of the of the operation. I thought it'd be later, you know.
Yeah. Well, there might be more to come.
Might be more to come.
Let's do a little recap. So I'm not going to recap the whole thing, but on this last episode, we kind of picked up with our team, Natalia, Judith, and Tyler, driving away from this massacre at the third precinct by this thing. I guess it's kind of inferred at this point. Tyler referred to it as the Humbaba. I wrote the spelling in the Roll 20. And the ride, you know, you guys are kind of deciding, where do we want to take this dude? Meanwhile, trying to get information from him on the ride. He's kind of got about 5 HP. Tyler kills his wounds for about 2 HP, but then kind of, you know, tries to lean on it a little bit, can't to push on the wound to kind of get more out of him. I don't think y'all got too much out of him on the ride there. So y'all tried to bring out the hardball. While you're on the way there, Judith kind of does, like, some insight, because she was kind of looking at him in the police station from behind a two-way mirror, and kind of maybe infers that, you know, his personality's kind of changed since being shot in the leg. Maybe he was, like, you kind of infer, like, was this, like, he was kind of, like, maybe rehearsing something as he was talking to Natalia and Tyler in this interrogation. You take him to a secluded part of the northern lake of Waco Lake, to the east of Waco City. Y'all kind of, you know, doesn't seem to be anyone around, and then y'all start, you know, the questions. He doesn't really give up much. I can't remember what in order, but maybe he, let me look back at my notes. I don't think he gives up much until you decide to let him taste one of these pills that y'all have been given.
We give him the remember pill, one of them.
Yeah. Because you ask him which one he wants. He seems to recognize them, but confused as to why y'all have them. And he wants, you ask him which one to take, he says the forget pill. So naturally, Tyler gives him the remember pill. He kind of goes into, you know, this is where the torture, the fade to black. It's implied that maybe you take out a couple teeth. Who knows? And he ends up swallowing this pill. And he kind of goes into, like, his eyes roll back, kind of like almost like a seizure type situation for about 10 seconds. Then he comes back saying stuff like, oh, there's, you know, I couldn't have stopped it anyway. You know, he starts saying the name Hugo. He says Henry Grayson talks about a bank, possibly. And then it's about at this point you notice, you hear like a high-pitched hum. You're not, you know, little, you're like, what is that? Then the hair starts standing up on your arms, and you notice that there's, I think Dace brings up kind of like the dude in the cell that has the cell phone in his stomach in The Dark Knight, very much like that. There is something seems to be under this guy's skin, and it's lighting up. Y'all decide to run away. Judith is already in the car because she doesn't want to be anywhere near this whatever Tyler had in store for Colton. So Tyler and Natalia are running away from this. They guess it's going to be some kind of explosion implanted inside of them. Tyler gets over the hill and away. Natalia falls, loses her glasses, and just right as she picks her glasses back up, she sees through Tyler. He just, like, starts screaming, kind of, and his voice gets this, like, digital distortion to it, and you're able to see straight through him, like, you know, like a light held up to a thin piece of paper. And just like that, pop, he's gone. No mess, nothing left behind.
A blessing in disguise.
Yes, yes. y'all decide to get in the car, and I think the team is on the way to the overflow lot to get an eye on this U-Haul that Colton had some. This contained the stuff he stole from this Dr. Keel and his office or whatever he had on campus. And it is 11 p.m. Y'all gotten a lot done in 6 hours.
Yeah. So Tyler's driving this time. So he just like kind of wants to, I don't know, just kind of focus on it. But as he's going, is Natalia sitting in the passenger seat or in the back seat?
Passenger seat. I don't know.
He will say, he's like, Natalia, listen, I don't want the specifics if it's wacky. But is what you saw, is what happened, Colton, it was unnatural, right? We're in it. Like, this is it.
Very much so.
What's the game plan? He'll, like, turn the rearview mirror to look at Judith. What do you think? What do we say at the impound lot? What do we tell them?
We've got our badges, don't we?
Y'all don't have any badges unless...
We have the lawyer things, the lawyer cards.
Lawyer.
You have lawyer cards. Yeah.
Don't lawyers take badges?
I think that's Ace Attorney, the game, is what you're thinking of.
Okay.
also is 11 o'clock. Probably won't be people at the impound lot. Probably break in.
That is something that I want to do, as well as this exhaustion mechanic. You know, you guys have been through a lot in 6 hours. There will be a penalty if you want to stay up and not get a night's rest, especially Tyler and Natalia have been grazed in some capacity by Crossfire.
Right. I literally need to look at our wounds and literally look to our wounds at some point. Maybe we just go and look and see if we can see it.
Yeah.
It's probably a fence. We just look and see.
We could at least drive past it and then decide what we want to do. I just want to make sure it's there. At the very least.
Yeah.
Quick sense check, 1984. What's the surveillance camera situation in police stations?
I think we kind of decided it's, you know, virtually non-existent. If there was, it's going to be, you know, hardwired to a VHS located
it literally
somewhere.
Would, like, it's not the kind of thing that would be going all the time, because every, 2 hours, you'd have to take out the VHS and put another one
capacity.
In.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Not so, saying also, those wouldn't exist.
Were they using...
Go ahead.
Beta or VHS?
Oh, both. You're right.
Oh, they were competing. I mean, it'd be VHS, probably.
Either way, the Humbaba probably reloaded his Gatling gun there, and it exploded in some fortuitous set of circumstances.
Right. I'm sure we're never going to see the Humbaba again.
No. all right. So, well...
Something that did stick out to me is... Whatchamacallum said he was safe, but we're already fucked.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well,
I wanted
said,
to ask him about
that. He
said
he
but,
still
you know.
Had a chance. He's like, I still have a chance, but you guys are fucked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay.
What if we go to impound lot, find out what's in U-Haul, possibly take U-Haul back to Greenbox, and then recover Greenbox tonight? Have rest.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Natalia. Let's see what we can do. Tyler's gonna reach up and he's gonna turn on the radio to Owner of a Lonely Heart, which just came out, and is just kind of turns it way up, like as we're driving.
Oh, I might take.
I,
that
I love. I really want to give you a joke, but that might not be. I love that song, Joe. But I'm not going to give you a joking for that.
Damn it.
I'm only going to give joking for song music taste in this entire operation.
Oh.
We have to really nail him on.
No, just joking.
Okay, and then and then the next song that comes on is When Doves Cry by Prince.
Natalia slaps Tyler's hand away from the radio. He has trash taste in music. You want Tears for Fears.
Okay, Tears for Fears. That's so good. That is very Brad, by the way. Very Brad. Yes. All right, we head.
All
we
good
head,
suggestions.
Head to the U-Haul.
We head to the Empire All right, lot.
So if you're looking at this little map of Waco, you are kind of in the northern section of the lake in this kind of like, you know, non-developed region. This lot where they kind of keep, you know, kind of impounded vehicles is going to be more towards the heart of the city, but further south from the third precinct. Not too far from it. You're going to get there around 11:45 p.m.
I'm just realizing how much Brad is tracking time. Yeah. And I...
that is a good catch.
I think Jean had already thought about it. But... Yeah.
So you get here, it's very, you know, if you just pull in the front, it looks sort of closed. You know, there's like a very small one story building. You know, it looks like it says like police on it. It's not closed, but you know, there's not a ton, all the lights aren't on. There's a couple lights on. And you can kind of pull in, and it looks, if you just looked from the road, it looks like this, that's all that it is. It's just like this building up front, and there seems to be kind of like a gated area behind it.
Like chain link fence.
Right.
With vehicles inside it, right?
Yeah.
Do we see a U-Haul truck? Do we see a box truck?
If you guys pull into the, you know, kind of the area, go past this building, there'll be kind of like a gatehouse further down, and you do an alertness, I suppose, to if you're just like driving by, if you can see anything in the lot just from the outside of the gate.
Give it a go.
Judas fails.
Failure from Tyler. He has to turn the radio down because it's too loud. You know, you have to turn the radio down sometimes because you can't see.
And a failure for... Oh, shit, the kids are back.
That's okay.
They weren't gone for near as long as I thought they would be.
That's fine. We'll roll with it.
Yeah, we'll roll with it.
Okay. Everybody expect...
the joyful sound
expect
of children.
Some bullshit.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
No, y'all all roll alertness, and you can't really see anything. It's kind of dark. It's, you know, pitch black, actually. There's no lights being from the building being shot into the lot.
Is there anyone in the gatehouse? Like, is there, like, an officer there? Or does it seem pretty abandoned? Or just not manned?
You roll up to the gatehouse and do another alertness. It's just kind of like a one room kind of thing.
Failures again.
Those are failures.
All failures?
Sorry. What were we supposed to roll?
Alertness.
Another alertness.
Another, okay.
Failures across the board.
Six failures in a row.
You can see that it's closed. It doesn't. There's no one inside the gatehouse. Seems to be locked.
Well, we should probably. We're just like sitting there in the car, and Todd would be like, "Should probably go knock on the door, just to see if anyone's here."
Do we have any lock cutters? Did anybody bring?
There was not any in your item list for...
Damn. No.
Let me look at what y'all have. It seems y'all just have a shit ton of weapons.
Yeah, we were pretty civilian.
We have...
Right.
Pliers, needle nose pliers can cut through the chain link fence.
You have five hand grenades. That would probably do a number on the fence.
We could...
That'd do it.
Saw through the chain link fence with a hand grenade.
Naturally. All right, well, what do you think?
If it is... Okay, bear with me here. This might sound crazy, but there's been a lot of disruption out, probably by the exploded precinct.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would pay too much attention to a chain link fence that got driven into accidentally.
With this car?
Don't see why not.
We abandon this car, we take the U-Haul.
Okay. So then we have a hot U-Haul that's already been registered by the police once.
Where is the green box?
It's in the bad part of town. We could probably get away with it. I don't know. You guys tell me what you want to do. This is not really me. I'm kind of the guy in the room with the pliers. Like, I'm not. This isn't me out here.
Why are you driving, Tyler?
Judith, I asked if I could drive. If you had a problem with it, you can be more direct. You should be more assertive.
If you wanted to drive, you had to know the things you had to do. Now drive. Pedal to the metal. Let's go through this fence. And she, like, buckles herself up. Let's get going, Tyler.
Okay.
So... Natalia lights a cigarette and braces herself.
So I'm going to tell you something. On... Tyler's motivations list. Help get the bad guys. Always be useful to others. And be known as confident and competent.
Just scratch the bitches there, Judith.
Just like, yes.
It's like, in my hand.
Judith's like, honing into like her, she understanding people's personality.
Right, she gets Tyler.
Human straight in there.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
All right.
Put your seatbelt on, man.
Okay, buckle up. Can you hold my soda? Can you hold that? I don't want to fall out of the cup holder.
Yes, no problem. I will hold the soda.
Okay. What kind of car is this? We're driving.
I mean, it's just like a little. It's like a little four-door, like sedan.
Oldsmobile.
No,
sedan.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, it's a big rig. It is a.
And there's a button that turns into Optimus Prime if pressed.
Right.
All right. If you're going to do this, Tyler, let's get a drive. Skill check. You're trying to, you know.
So I'm not going to say I'm the best at driving. I'm not the worst. I'm probably as good as anyone else could be. Is someone else better at this than me? Look, I'm not trying to.
Tyler, shut up and hit the pedal to the metal.
All right. Drive, butt, drive, roll. Here we go. That's a 92 over 20.
Oh, great.
Whoa.
You're like, go, go. Tyler slams the pedal, and the car does this number where it goes like sideways, so you don't hit the fence completely. So you get through the fence,
as if
you've
parked.
But the fence kind of like rolls over. It doesn't click open. It's just like you're rolling over the fence, and you end up, you know, going over the fence and running into one of the other cars in that lot.
I assume this is loud.
Very.
And, okay.
And the
car
kind of goes.
Weren't prevalent back then.
Right. There's no
alarms. Alarm horns.
There's no alarm.
Oh, yeah, there wouldn't
off.
Be a car alarm. Yeah.
There's no alarm that goes off, but the car kind of decides and cuts.
Oh,
off.
Just like goes dead.
Oh, yeah. The car's dead. Oh no.
Yeah. So Tyler just he's
mission
like
mission failed successfully.
Yeah. Tyler is
We're
going
in.
To yeah he's just kind of there, hands on the wheel. Unbuckles a seatbelt, removes the keys, and it's like, we should probably go.
we should probably hustle.
Yeah, so okay. Let's try to... Oh,
Tyler?
Shit.
The keys. I just realized it, too.
Keys. They're in the building. The keys are in the building.
Yep.
Because they would store the keys.
Let's find it first, and then we will see what we're dealing with. Tyler, could you just do me a favor and leave the headlights on? It seems like somebody would have come by now if there was anyone. So maybe some headlights would do us a favor.
Yeah. Okay, so headlights are on.
Is the battery still going?
Of the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we use the headlights?
Okay. 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 I turned the radio off. Kenny Loggins was on. I turn that off.
Joking.
So, you know, this lot is, it's pretty full. So, like, you couldn't really see a U-Haul just because of how full this lot is of other cars and junk.
Okay.
You know, it's just that the road is up ahead facing in front of the main building. The building connects to this gated area. There's a guardhouse and kind of, I guess to your left as you ran through this gate, it's just kind of like wooded area.
I what do we need to roll, or what do we need to do to look around, or is this the kind of thing we can just find it by looking around? Like, what would you say?
Do a search. You're kind of looking for the lot for this U-Haul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Let's split up. I will go to the guardhouse and try to find the key.
I'm gonna look for the truck.
Natalia's gonna go to the guardhouse and try to find the key for the U-Haul.
It's full completely. Y'all are kind of like, I imagine, sort of like splitting up as you're looking around. This is about, you know, the lot's about, say,
like half a football field kind of size.
Yeah, sort of a little bit more. So we got a search. So it looks like Judith just did a search. Judith
just finds the U-Haul so competently.
You're looking around. It's completely full, the lot, except for one spot, which is empty. And there are no U-Hauls in the area.
Oh, shit.
Christ.
Oh, and imagine God. The light just goes
worst
to that
case scenario.
And Natalia, you went to the gate guardhouse to find a key. So that's what you're doing?
Yeah, the key for the U-Haul.
As you reach for the door to the guardhouse, it's just like one of those one room type situations. You go to open the door, and it's already cracked.
Is it dark in there? You set a couple lights on or something?
It's dark. You open the door, but through the moonlight, you can see a body of a police officer on the ground, shot in the chest.
Tyler, Judith, you might want to see this.
Okay. Tyler pops in. I will say, finding a corpse or a mangled carcass. 0/1 on Sam.
All right.
Now, would that be violence?
It would be violence.
Yeah. Natalia, let's see. You're pretty good at these roles. She's seen a lot of shit.
Yeah.
She succeeds.
Fuck.
Success from Natalia.
Okay. Tyler cool. is just like, Tyler's gonna go down, and like, with my first aid skill, would you, like, let me float this to you. Do you think I could tell, is this guy ice ass cold? Has he been here for several hours? Like, or is it like would
sure.
That seems like forensic.
See if you can kind of, that kind of would be forensic. Yeah. Do that.
Yeah, you're right. Well, my forensics is not great, Jean.
I play.
I've got a decent forensics, actually.
My forensics.
This
is actually
what happens
zero.
When the majority of the group have been handlers.
Right.
Bullshit like this.
Yeah, my forensics is actually zero, so I don't.
Oh, Natalia!
Natalia got a success on forensics.
She finds this body and keeps it together, sanity wise. I mean, earlier today she just saw some people get cut in half by a string of bullets, so this is probably par for the course.
And the man and just saw explode from the inside.
Yeah, it's all Tyler do some work on someone. This is a cakewalk. Very fresh. He's still oozing blood.
Oh.
So, you know, Natalia will communicate this, and we don't. How could the U-Haul have exited the impound lot?
they locked up behind themselves. They just used the keys. We need to get out.
It doesn't make sense. You would murder the guard and then take the time to lock up behind yourself?
Yeah, so it didn't look weird. It's exactly what I would do. Listen, we...
Well, when you put it like that...
Listen, we need to take his gun. We need to take his badge. If our car isn't working, we need to grab the keys to a different car, and we need to leave.
Agreed.
Because this is...
I don't know much about the cars. What is the fastest car in the lot?
The most hardcore-ass car that's here.
No. We need something
subtle. Is there a turbocharged Mustang?
No, nothing loud.
Is there a Ferrari? Natalia.
No. We're going to find the most boring car to blend in.
Reliable, I'd say.
Reliable. Like a reliable Toyota.
Yes.
Yeah, so- a Buick LeSabre.
But is there like a box of keys here or something, Brad? Like that's
there just seems to be like sheets and paper in the guardhouse. There doesn't seem to be there are keys, and but there's just a couple, and they don't seem to be car keys.
I just think we should glancing. Just try what? One of the cars and see which one's open, and you usually do the little sun shield, and everybody keeps their keys in there, in the lot, in the movies. Don't you know?
Oh, like in Terminator.
Yeah.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet. Hold on. That was the second one, too. Anyway, I don't know. We have to get out of here. Like, this is bad, guys. This guy is dead. If someone shows up here in the next few minutes and finds us with this cop, we're done.
Judith is already walking to the nearest car and is going to try the door if it's open.
What?
So there are keys in the guardhouse. Natalia's going to take those keys. Are there any other like buildings on site?
There's just the front building, which is more of like your normal police, one story, small, you know, it says police on the front. Behind it was the lot. Y'all have run over the fence and damaged your car to some extent, and a car that you ran into. And then there's just a small guardhouse that was on the right next to that fence entrance. You pick up the keys. You want to just do random intelligence? Are you trying to figure out what the keys go to?
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to do that. All right, intelligence.
Oh,
Natalia, failure.
Yeah.
Sticking
them in a lock and, you know, seeing if it works.
Take Tyler, Judith, take a look at these keys.
Everybody take a key and just try.
Did these mean anything to you?
Let's just try.
Tyler, well, like, looking at these things, none of these are car keys. And Tyler's also going to check this dead cop to see if he has car keys on him. Like, maybe we can take his car.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, because Tyler's very interested in leaving.
Okay.
Do you want intelligence for that, or?
Let's roll for what?
Exactly. To kind of figure out what keys are, where there are keys, that kind of thing. Like, what keys go to what?
Sure. Roll and intelligence.
Success for Tyler.
Success. Kind of look at the keys Natalia have. I'm pretty sure these are just the keys for at least the building that's in front and this gate that y'all just ran over. And yeah, that's what you think these keys are for, that were just like hanging up in there.
All right.
Okay.
You're gonna have to go into the main building and see if we can find the car keys. There's a box. There's gotta have like a lock box full of the car keys in the impound lot.
Can I also ask you a favor, Natalia? I know you used to do some stuff over at a nuclear reactor. I don't know if you'd know anything about cars, would you? Maybe you could take a look at the car that isn't running on our side. See if you could get it working.
Oh, seriously.
Only nuclear powered cars.
Damn it. Natalia.
Fallout.
Damn it.
Yeah, Fallout cars. Okay. Let's hustle. Let's get back to let's go in this other building and see if we can find keys so that we can leave. Otherwise, we need to start walking. get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Yes, agreed.
Do it.
And I, not, John, I don't think I actually have anything.
No, I figured.
That would help with that.
Would that be like mechanics?
I thought you had mechanical engine, like mechanical craft or something. Maybe you don't.
Craft? Oh, no, I do. You're right. Oh. I could try.
I can just see Natalia with her.
I don't know how this plays out. Like,
rolling
after
out
she just
her
told
sleeves with her thick glasses, like popping the hood.
Like, only if it is
his big joke.
Nuclear car. And then she walks over to the hood and, like, pops it just with, like, a elbow. Like, bam.
like
she knows
farm.
Exactly what the fuck she's
farm.
Doing.
Yeah, she's like, grew up on farm. Father taught me all about automotive.
all right, so we'll split up and do that.
What? Yeah. So what are y'all doing?
Tyler and Judith are going to the front building to try to look for keys and shit.
And any evidence about this car.
And Natalia is going to roll a craft mechanic, which I don't know how to do. I guess I just roll a raw. This is one of those like customizable ones.
Yeah. Do you see the little black and gray kind of thing to the right of the where you type it in? Click that.
Yep.
And it should become a clickable button. And then you should be able to click it.
Yep. That worked.
Oh. Yeah, and we will
waiting on the result because my computer is slow.
And while we're in here, like, you said there were papers and stuff. Can we obviously tell what the papers are? Or are these just, like, stuff, the vehicles being moved in and out?
Yeah, it looks like a sign-off sheet of vehicles being released.
Check for the U-Haul.
Oh yeah, like we can. Maybe the U-Haul was just signed out by someone.
Can we look at that?
Sure. Roll something. Search on the sheet or this. I suppose.
Take a look.
I'll take something like accounting, maybe as well. I guess.
Okay, I got a success on the search.
Damn.
Oh. Okay. Got a failure on the mechanic.
Oh, a 69. Nice. Okay, the...
Nice.
Judith, you can see that there was a U-Haul on the list of the specific model, or, you know, basically what Odin said, and it should still be in the lot. Natalia, you... So you're trying to see if you can get the car running that y'all rammed into the fence?
Yeah.
This is just to basically see what's wrong with it. You don't know what's wrong with it or if you could fix it. Not saying it won't work.
Blit.
But it might have something to do with you ramming another car. That's what you suspect. This might be why it's not completely working properly.
Yes.
I think I know the problem.
Ain't got no gas in it. Alright.
Okay,
Tyler
is there
and
anything
are...
else inside the building? Anything noteworthy?
The proper building or this gatehouse?
No.
Which is like
house.
One room.
Oh. We haven't gone to the proper building yet.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were in the proper building. So we just saw the sign out sheet at the gatehouse?
Correct.
Got it. Alright.
Tyler on our way out, he's grabbing this guy's badge and gun.
Nice. Add that to your...
Yeah, and his handcuffs.
Mm-mm. I will point out, also, it seemed like all the equipment that y'all had in the green box is in this car that's not...
Currently
could be working,
running.
Could not...
It's in the trunk.
trunk of that. Something to think about.
Judith steals a really nice-looking pencil, just because Tyler walked out with all this cool stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go into the back door of this building. I guess this is Tyler and Judith, correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Natalia's still working on the...
This fucking thing. Car. She's like slamming. Right?
She's like kicking the tires.
I'll say this. Do you want to take time to roll it again, Natalia, or go with these guys? Up to you, or do something else?
I would like to roll it again.
All right, go for it.
But this time, she's going to really, really get her hands dirty.
I'm going to crush it. I can feel it.
To roll up her sleeves.
65 over 40.
That's failure.
Yeah, hard to tell.
Fucking American piece of shit.
Hey, easy there.
Tyler and Judith.
She's going to start gathering, once she realizes that, like, it's out of her ability to fix, she's going to start gathering submachine guns and shotguns and shit out of the trunk.
Grenades.
Grenades. Maybe, like, take off, like, if she has a coat, take off her coat and use it as a sling to, a makeshift sling to carry all the shit.
I'll say you can carry two guns on your person, probably all the grenades. Let me know what you want to put in this sling, if that's the plan. You could probably have one other gun. I think you have, like, the bomb suit. Kind of just let me know. Okay, y'all, Judith and Tyler open the door to this front, the back door of this front building. Like I said, the lights are on the hallway. The office's lights don't seem to be on. You make it in just fine. It's kind of like this, the back door, hallway, you know, office to your right, office to your left. If you look straight ahead, you can kind of see the front, through the front glass of where, like, a person would be in the front to, like, greet anyone that comes in behind a desk.
Yeah.
Roll an alertness.
I did just think about the possibility that there might still be someone here, because we did realize that that guy was freshly killed. So someone might still be here.
We're just waltzing
up. Like the killer might still be
12
here?
12 under 40.
Judith, you're not really noticing anything. I guess you're kind of, it seems to be intent on trying to find these keys. Tyler, you do see someone. It's the someone's short shoulder. Just out of view, kind of on the edge of the doorway view, if you're looking down this hallway.
Are they hiding?
They're facing away from you, like sitting in a chair.
Like just sitting. There's just someone sitting in one of these little offices.
Yeah. No, it's like Tyler, the front, like you can look straight down the hallway. You can see these offices, not in these offices, but you can see rooms, but you can see straight down to the front of the building. And this area is have a glass
waiting
in front.
Room. Yeah.
Yeah, like someone's facing away. They're sitting at this desk that would be like the greeter or of anyone who comes in.
Tyler, a hand's going to go out and kind of whack Judith, and he's got that pistol in one hand and he's got the badge up, and he is going to slowly approach, and the idea is, like, if someone turns, he's going to be like, "Stop, police!"
Right. So you're kind of making your way.
He's easing up there, pistol out, and Tyler is like, he knows how to use a gun, but it's not like he's not the best.
Right.
He has better than the minimum, but he's you can see he's shaking. You can see his pistol is shaking in his hand as he goes.
Judith, you have a gun as well, right?
Yeah.
On your person.
Get it at the ready.
You make your way to the front, and the lights in the front are kind of turned off. It's like half on, half off, that weird fluorescent thing going on. If you make your way into the room, this opening lobby area, you're kind of behind a screen where the greeters would be separate. You can see this guy in this chair, and he is hunched over on the desk, laying like...
Is it another cop?
Yes, they have a cop uniform on.
Is he sleeping?
Does there appear to be a large, dark stain spreading out from him?
As you look closer, there also seems to be blood shot in the chest.
Jesus Christ. Here, he's gonna, he pulls the guy back, in the chair, so he's, back, and he's gonna do the same thing. He takes his cuffs, his gun, and his badge, and he just shoves them in Judith's hands.
Should y'all roll for the sanity of seeing a dead body?
That's a success.
Succeed.
I'll grab those handcuffs. Handgun.
He just shoves it into his hand. He's like, "Come on, wait. Judith, let's find what we gotta find, and let's get the hell out of here. We gotta find keys. It doesn't sound like Natalia's having a good time out there. I just hear her cussing in Russian at the car. Doesn't sound like Natalia's having a good time. Let's find some keys. Let's even this guy's car. Let's find one of these guys' cars. Let's go. Okay.
Let's. I don't know. Do we have another fire escape map somewhere on the wall that we can orient ourselves? Maybe find ourselves.
Or you are looking for like where they keep the keys for the lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even all these right. guys. Like, do either one of these guys have their car keys on them? Because their car.
Yeah. I mean, if you have, if you check their pockets, you'll find keys.
Okay. Shit. We gotta find. And real quick, we did not find evidence that the truck was checked out, only that it was checked in.
Mm-hmm. Right? Correct.
Okay. What do you think, Judith? I think we take one of these guys' cars and we go.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that the person or people that took that car went very slowly, methodically, and took everybody out and probably walked out the way we're going. So right. I think we should go back. Recompose ourselves and get out of here with whatever car we can find.
If Tyler's got, he's got now two sets of cop keys. Can I see a car's parked outside in the employees only parking or something? Mm-hmm. Like, are there two vehicles? Do we just want to hand wave it and say they are sedans? Is that fine enough?
Yeah, they're like normal cop cars, you know, the sedans. Not like they're personal cars, like these are keys to cop cars.
Oh. Better than.
That's fine.
Lovely.
Well, let's see if we can find the impound keys, and then we'll take these. We have badges now, so let's just can we look for the impound car keys?
Yeah, you look around in the offices. You know,
I'm also
like I said, most of the lights are all off. They seem to be empty. Go ahead.
I'm also looking for uniform.
Can we say that Natalia has met up with them at this point?
Sure, you're coming in. You come in the same way they do. Y'all meet eyes. I'm just guessing Judith and Tyler, you know, towards the front. You're coming in the back. Y'all are looking through these offices. Everyone make a search check. We're searching for these.
As she comes up, she sort of shrugs her shoulder and she's like, the guard is fucked. Cannot fix.
I got nothing in here.
I found something. And I'm hoping it's officer uniforms or keys.
Officer uniforms.
Yeah, no, that's what I wanted to look for.
Locker room.
Failure for Natalia.
You are kind of split up. Judith, you kind of go in an area and you see it's kind of a bigger room off another chute. And you find basically where they have all these keys on like little you know, classroom wall on hooks.
Yeah.
You're kind of looking for that. But then you hear there's kind of like a divider, almost like a cubicle type thing. And you hear crunching. And then.
Fuck, what's that?
She's by the door, right?
You're close to the door. It's not a huge room. There's like a office kind of divider thing halfway through this room.
So we heard human struggling sounds.
She's going to know what that sounds like, and she's going to quietly close the door and hustle everybody out the front.
All right, make a stealth.
So you're just like really good at this, right? She's like... She doesn't have a 10%.
Can I argue? Hold up. I know I just rolled a stealth, but I just thought of something. And this seems like it's a survival. I don't know. Unless we're building fucking
like survival
campfires.
I heard what you said. You said you wanted to quickly hustle them out. Like, I don't know. I think it's a stealth.
Fine. That's a fail.
You grab one of the keys. Several more fall on the ground.
Nice.
And then you just hear... Boom! And then this cubicle wall just like busts down, and you see this tall, black figure, 11 foot tall, all in black.
Oh, God.
It has a ski mask on. and welding goggles, and it's holding an automatic shotgun. I think we're in combat.
Okay. She's gonna try and get out, like just run. I don't know who starts.
All right, let's. Okay, let's see. We're going by? Oh my God, dexterity, by dex. Right?
Yeah.
12. What's your dex, Judith?
60.
Oh, everybody's in. So I'm guessing if you scream out, would that be appropriate for rules? Like everybody's in combat.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry, it's a 12 okay. / 60.
9.
What do you do if they're even? Dex.
If you're allies, it doesn't matter. If it's, I can look it up real quick.
What do you figure out? Their enemies. Dace or what is Natalia?
Dex 11.
So we go Tyler. I'm guessing Judith screams out something. We go Tyler. Judith or
Natalia.
Natalia, and then we're kind of even with Judith and this thing.
This entity. I don't know what we're supposed to do. They can probably either roll, you know, or they can make a simultaneous turn. It's kind of your call. I don't see anything specifically.
Let's roll. Let's just do a straight up. Sure.
Oh, if the dex score ties, the actions occur at the same time, or the handler can choose some tiebreaker. So it's kind of up to you.
Okay.
It looks like the Mbaba goes first, and he's going to shoot the shotgun at you.
So he mysteriously downgraded from his minigun.
Yes.
You say.
He can't. He did. Right. Well, he used up all ammo. It's not cheap, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm gonna dodge. I'm gonna try dodge if I can. But I guess you see. Wait, which? How does it work? You fire first and then dodge, or what?
I think so.
So fire to see if I need to dodge.
Yeah, they have to do the attack roll first.
Okay.
So the Himbaba shoots.
Shoots the shotgun. He succeeds on the shotgun. All right. What is a shotgun?
I'm gonna
Joe.
Very painful. I'm gonna dodge.
It's really low.
So let's go ahead and I'm gonna try and hit that dodge. No, 31 over 30.
Damn.
God damn it, Judith.
Okay,
that's
a shotgun.
How do we? Well, yeah. Go ahead.
A shotgun is going to be, looks like it's going to be 2d8 of damage.
You did say it was a big, big room.
Now, it Long. Is going to, I will say that it is going to be, it's not going to be as damaging because.
Got the vest.
Because he has a vest on, so it's going to be a minus that. Because the shotgun has no penetration.
Okay, 2d8. Alright. He succeeded. You failed the dodge. Let's see what this is.
Jesus.
This is 8 damage.
Ouch.
5 damage.
5. Boom! Right at Judith.
Oh, wow.
How hardy is Judith?
What if I told you that this is even worse than you think it is right now?
Tell me more.
Unless I'm mistaken, when you take a certain amount of damage, you are also stunned. Unless I'm mistaken.
Like, is it a percentage of your total HP?
I'm looking for it now, but you guys
know
your shit.
5 HP, hey? That took me down.
Right. 5.
Alright, so I'm on 6.
If a single attack inflicts half of your agent's current HP, they are automatically stunned.
So it's
stunned.
Not.
So I'm not there.
It's just below half,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
still standing. So she like she takes it to the shoulders, and then it hits the Kevlar also for the damage reduction, obviously. But she kind of spins around, but is still standing.
Natalia swoons. She is so strong. Ring.
I will say there is also the sanity damage from being shot, from suffering violence.
Alrighty. So I gotta roll that one.
Alright, Joe, whose team are you on?
Alright, guys. y'all are gonna have to, let's think creatively here. We got this big dude. You said, so you're stunned. Is that what you said, Joe? Judith is stunned.
No,
she's not.
No, she's not stunned.
Okay. But you take this, what's the sanity damage of this?
It's a failed sanity roll.
It's a 0/1d4.
Okay, yeah. We got 1d4. I'll just roll it on the screen. Oh, you do it. Okay. Or does the handler do it? Or
it doesn't matter. You rolled it.
All right.
That's three.
I don't know. It would have mattered more if I had rolled it. I'm just saying. just because I rolled a one.
You rolled a one.
No, I'll take it. I'll take it. So that's three damage.
Three sanity damage. 75. Okay, so all right. So you have just shot, and it is now Judith's turn.
She's going to run. She's still running. So she failed that dodge, so she was mid-flight, got clipped in the shoulder, and she's trying to get out of
there.
Does
it tell you?
Oh, wait, did y'all go? Y'all were supposed to go first.
Yeah, we were supposed to go first.
My bad.
Oh. Were we?
We'll just, we can invert it. Yeah,
y'all had dex order. Oh. Y'all were kind of in another room, though, when you heard this yell.
Tyler's dex is 9.
Yeah, mine's 12.
Yeah, Tyler would go first, and then, Natalia would go next, and then Judith and...
No, but Tyler's is the lowest, so yeah. It's
opposite. Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
We did it right order. Okay.
It's, so you see, you're confusing the handsomeness index. It's inverted.
Right. And,
which we established up top. That's why. Let's not get into the charming aspect.
Yeah.
All right, Natalia, you're up.
We need
I'm going to say y'all are kind of in different rooms, and you hear this... go off and whatever.
We hear a crash and then a shotgun blast.
Okay.
Sorry to be pedantic. Are you 11 dex or 12?
Me?
11.
11. All right. It's my turn.
Natalia's 11.
Oh, it's Judith's turn.
I was 12 with the humbalala, with the jambalaya.
Okay. The jambalaya. The walking jambalaya. Yep.
So I think...
I are confused.
Brad,
what are you
going to
do?
What are we doing?
But yes.
Natalia, what are you doing? It's your turn.
Did you not just go, Jean?
I'm taking lead from Brad. What did I do when I went? Did I escape?
I thought you rolled a dodge.
You dodged.
Oh, is that the turn?
That's the dodge action.
That consumes your turn.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. So you got 12, I got 11, Tyler's got 9. Yeah. And Tyler is on the same level as the Humbaba. So, yes, Natalia will look at... let me think. So she's going to look down at her satchel full of weapons, see like a bundle of grenades. There are two things that I could potentially do here. How many grenades can I throw at one time?
How many teeth do you have?
One.
And will a bundle of... This is a Joe question. Will a bundle of unarmed grenades go off if you throw an armed grenade at them?
If they explode, yes, they would probably all explode together, and that sounds like two complete actions to both throw a bundle of grenades and then to arm and throw one separately to me. That sounds like two separate things.
Okay.
I would argue.
Second question. Where are the forget pills?
Who has them?
I think they're in the car.
Probably.
Okay.
Can we argue that Natalia would have put them in
her luck roll.
Little satchel as well?
Yeah, it sounds like a luck roll. What are you wanting to have the pill?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a great time to take one.
For a 10-second seizure.
No, that was the remember pill.
Yeah, what's all the right, opposite rolling a D100. Of a seizure?
70, so that's unlucky, yep. So I don't have it.
Right.
Well, fuck my creative gameplay.
It's probably for the best.
Okay. Well, what are you doing then?
Let's do it.
Gonna run in and shoot the thing with the submachine gun.
Okay.
So let me roll firearms first of all, which I'm actually pretty good in.
Nice.
Success, 48 under 50. Joe, roll you got the damage on a submachine gun?
Yeah, I can roll it here on mine. Hold on, let me... So I can roll the lethality damage. So it's going to be 8 damage, unless it's a huge target, and then it's 10 damage.
Like a huge target.
It's pretty, 11 feet tall.
Seems pretty big.
10 damage. It's 11
feet tall. And you said their entity is stunned if they take half.
If they take half of their total thing. Now, that might not apply to unnatural entities, unless you're telling us it's just a giant man.
Right. Okay. You run in, you unload on him, it's gonna be 10 damage, and you just see through his black clothing, just shoot through him, and there is a little bit of blood coming out, but not as much as you expect, and he's like, he almost acts like he didn't even feel it.
Excellent news.
Yeah.
Right.
How close is he to Judith at this point?
Y'all are all pretty close to each other, within, 5 yards or something like that. All right, Joe.
You said.
Go ahead.
No. Okay. No. That's
what right. What are we gonna end it on? We got one more thing, and then we're gonna end the episode.
Well, Tyler does not have anything on him besides a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And he is looking down. I think when this happens, he looks down, and it's like he hears all this going on, and I don't know if he hears... Does this thing roar or make a fucking noise? Is this like...
It's like low, like... Like, okay. Moan, like deep.
And I think he is going to, wherever he is going to sprint towards the front doors where the police cars are.
Okay.
He's like... Get to the cars! And he's going to run. And he's got the keys in his hands. And he is getting out. He is leaving.
Alright. That is where we'll end it. Did he abandon his friends? Did he not?
Yes.
We will find out next episode.
We will find out next time.
Cowardly torturer.
Right. It's so much easier when they're already taped up. It's just... It's just not giant.
All right.
I don't have guns.
Dude, thank Brad.
Nice.
This is interesting. I never know what to expect with this one.
Right, yeah. You were killing it with this homebrew, dude. Like, ugh.
I think you're doing great, too. I'm having fun.
Yeah, good. Well, excellent. We've got some people who also enjoy what you're saying, what you're doing in the chat. They're giving you a thumbs up there, Brad.
Cool.
It's not just us blowing smoke up your ass so you don't kill our characters.
Right.
Excellent.
I mean, this is the most nervous part for me because I don't want to go through, it's obviously a better story if everybody lives to the end of the mystery, right. But
the story is what happens with the dice, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great, dude. Well, Brad, again, excellent job. Everyone listening... Everyone watching, let us know, like, wherever you... I know you guys live, you guys are actually, what did this Mr. Grimm said? Yeah, Brad's doing an amazing job this scenario.
Cool.
So if you're listening, you're watching later, I'm really interested like, come over to like to the Reddit post for the episode and let us know what you think is fucking happening, because I'm really curious to hear what you possibly think is going on, or even on the Patreon post if you're listening over there early. God, Brad.
I will not be checking that out.
Yeah, you don't want to hear what other people say. Brad, excellent job. Thank you.
Same to y'all.
Yeah, well done,
thank
man.
You. Thank you for thank watching. You. If you want to get the stuff a week early, you want to get the Sandy checks where we talk about what's going on, join us on Patreon. You know the drill. Brad, you want to take us out there, bud?
Sure. Everybody stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.
Bye.